from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bernstein and Holmes.
Matt Bowen.
I was listening to you guys on the radio one afternoon.
You should be. Everybody should.
First and goal. Clock winding down. That's Humphrey. It's touchdown, Montana State.
That's Humphrey. It's touchdown. I think it's Tim Brando on the calls, what it sounded like to me.
He was.
Let's talk some college football with Pete Futek now that week zero is in the books. He's a publisher and owner and editor of
operator
of collegefootballnews.com. He is on Twitter at Pete Futek, and he joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Happy football season, Few. Welcome back.
Gentlemen, how are we? How are we living?
Better than Florida State right now.
They're fine.
No, they're not.
Look.
They're not good.
They weren't good last year. Nobody believed me, and they still went 13-0 without beating anybody. And now everyone's all shocked that they, you know, didn't come out hot in this season. Look, we have to kind of recalibrate how college football works. Yeah, it's not a good thing that they lost to Georgia Tech, obviously, but in the new expanded college football playoff era, just win the ACC championship. I know that was a conference game, but they could lose like five games, and if they somehow win the ACC championship, they're the 4 seed in the college football playoffs. So the whole idea of like, oh, they're, you know, it's over for Florida State now.
It is
week zero. It's, you know, bad game, all that kind of stuff. I still say I was going to say nuts, but it's too soon in the season. Right. It's just week zero. Thank you. You're crazy to schedule anybody good. When I become the czar of all college football, I'm going to mandate week zero, every FBS team plays an FCS team, except for Montana State if you're New Mexico. And then just get it all out of the way right away.
Look,
get your warm-up game in and go, and not schedule a Georgia Tech.
I told the group chat on Saturday, I've got a rule about that too. Don't schedule any schools from Montana or the Dakotas in week one or week zero, because you're going to lose.
Coach Prime. Coach Prime, mm-hmm. Yeah.
He might have a problem on his hands this weekend.
They come in that Bison team. Yeah, absolutely. No, you're right. But here's the thing. Montana State is actually a national championship good FCS team. New Mexico State bad at football. So it's kind of a mix there. But yeah, if you're Florida State, I get the whole week zero thing. You want to get your team off. But I don't know why, if you're a Notre Dame, you schedule Tech. You can schedule whoever you want. Why are you scheduling Texas A&M in week one? You know, schedule a true little sisters of the poor or someone. Just, you don't have a preseason. Just schedule someone easy. Get it out of the way. Because that's kind of the thing where you start with, like, for example, if you watched it, you probably didn't. SMU and Nevada. Nevada's awful. SMU's good. Nevada's awful. But, you know, SMU, you know, kind of was able to get through the kinks through the first 3.5 quarters and over the 9 hours that these college football games take. All of a sudden, one bad muffed kickoff, and all of a sudden, everything changes. So you need those type of games so you can get those mistakes out of the way.
Is this the year coaches stop bitching about the transfer portal and transfers and how hard their jobs are? Like, at some point, whether it's Mike Gundy, it's every single coach is still ignoring the fact that this is the world you live in now. You get paid a gazillion dollars. You're allowed to leave whenever you want. Shut up and win.
Yeah, absolutely. And use the system to your own advantage. And although to a point, there is a part of me that sort of gets that if you're a coach, you're now, if you're a college coach and you're used to being lord of all you survey, you're kind of sick of every player going like, hey, I'll stay here. Can you give me more money? You know, it's like you don't want to deal with that. They have to kind of keep recruiting their own players. So there's a part of me that thinks it does have to be reined in somehow. And I do think that, well, the big test case is going to be before they get walloped on Saturday by Georgia, Clemson, because they still adhere to the non, you know, we don't have transfers here, which, you know, they need a couple. But there is something to be said for, hey, these are our guys. You don't have to look over your shoulder. Go out there and make mistakes. Go play. So we're going to see how that goes compared to all these other schools. Or else you're just Ohio State and you just say, you know what? We can't beat Michigan. We're just going to buy the right players. Now we're just going to thump everyone for the next 3 months.
That Clemson, that reminds me of the businesses who said something like, we don't use cellular phones here. Everybody comes into the office and receives their messages, is taken down by their secretaries, because that's the way that daddy's daddy did business. Come on, man.
Football Weekly and the Internet. I'm sorry. Cut in my throat here. I'm sorry. I'm back. I'm sick for a couple days here.
Well, we're glad that you're back, and now that we get into week one, we get into some interesting stuff. What's your favorite matchup inside of week one?
And just in terms of how this is going to matter and dictate the whole season, Texas A&M and Notre Dame, only because if Florida State really isn't all that great, then look at Notre Dame's schedule. If they beat Texas A&M, what else you got? Louisville at USC at the end of the season. By that point, you know, the cake's going to be baked. There's just nothing there for Notre Dame to worry about if they can get by Texas A&M. If they win this game, they are 11-1 at worst, and they are easily they can't get one of the top four seeds in the college football playoffs, so they're the five seed. If they lose this, oh, gosh, you know, Marcus Freeman can't coach. Oh, this is all awful, and they're just going to rip through everyone else until they get to USC. If Texas A&M wins, look at their schedule because, yeah, in the new expanded world of all these bigger conferences, you do have, you know, someone's got to play Alabama, and now someone's got to play Texas. And then you have other teams like Texas A&M who miss everybody. There's so many teams you got to play. Someone's got to play Vanderbilt and Mississippi State, too. And Texas A&M, they start with Notre Dame and with Texas, both home games. And in the middle are a whole bunch of winnable games. So if Texas A&M wins this game, you're like, they're going to be 10-2 and like the 10th seed in this whole thing when it's all said and done.
When you start looking at the SEC, what stands out to you?
We're killing time. It's Georgia. It's what stands out to me is Georgia's really awesome. Alabama's still good, and hell's come to breakfast for Texas. I mean, welcome to the show, son. I mean, we all kind of lost sight that last year Texas needed everything to get by TCU and Kansas State, and they had a, you know, they beat Alabama, but they weren't always great. You can get away with that in the Big 12. It ain't happening in the SEC. So I think all these teams from the Pac-12 and now Texas and Oklahoma to the SEC, it's going to be a different animal where you got away with some stuff before. You're not Oregon, you know, Washington's, you know, rebuilding. Texas, they're not going to be able to get away with that in these bigger leagues. So Georgia's just that much better than everyone else. But I think Alabama's almost being undervalued because they're still really good and they still got a really good head coach. And they're going to be right there in the mix too. And then everyone else, you know, Ole Miss, everyone kind of assumes Ole Miss is good at football always, but they're just not. I mean, it's just an awful program in terms of on-field production, and Lane Kiffin's doing a great job. Let's see what they do with this thing. So there are only so many spots in this expanded college football playoff thing, and everyone in the SEC is thinking they're getting in it. There's only going to be about four teams coming from this conference getting in, so someone's going to have to be left out of this mix.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number
one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We brought up Colorado earlier. Sorry to leisure you. We brought up Colorado earlier. What's it look like for them on a season overview for them? Because I do think that they could lose this game Saturday.
Look at the schedule and find me the win. I mean, like, they're going to beat Cincinnati maybe. They're going to win four or five games. But if this was, you know, Coach Holmes, you know, taking over the job and not Coach Prime and all the stuff that went around with it, you'd look at last year's Colorado team and say, that's a success. They were awful for years. I think they went 1-11 2 years ago and needed a complete rebuild. And what happens? Deion comes in. You win four games. You have an exciting team. You come up with some nice wins, a couple of real close losses that could have gone the other way. And you say, you know, that's the next step in the progression from a program that was a zero and you got it off the ground. Instead, it's like, oh, no, they didn't win the national championship. Coach Prime's a failure. You know, and he obviously handles criticism well. And now you're going forward, you'd say, okay, now this year, new conference, win six games, get to a bowl game, and just kind of get everything in place. The problem is that Colorado team is all frosting and no cake. You can't just win with the transfer portal. You got to get the guys on the lines. You got to build up for years of, you know, get the 200-pound kid out of high school and turn him into a 325-pound defensive tackle. You need those guys, and they just don't have it. And like I said, I think the story's fun, despite Coach Prime being, you know, Coach Prime. It's it would be great if Colorado was good, but like we kind of joked it, they could lose to North Dakota State to start the season and keep going. Where are they winning? Where are those wins going to come from? Because every single game is 50-50 at absolute best on their schedule.
As a Heisman voter, I always like it at this time of year when I ask you how I should set up my radar screen about guys I should
Jalen Milroe.
Okay, that's Lawrence's guy, but apparently Dylan Gabriel at Oregon is the early favorite.
Why not crazy the stats in the college football world? Dylan Gabriel is going to end the season as the NCAA's all-time leading passer because he was in college for 19 years. And so he's going to be good. He's going to have the high-profile games. He gets Ohio State at home, and if he rocks that game, he'll be right there. I just don't think Oregon's going to – Oregon hasn't won a really good game in a while until they beat Ohio State like 3 years ago. But if you kind of look, they had two jobs last year, beat Washington and then beat Washington again, and they failed at both of them. And they beat a whole lot of teams in the middle there. There's a lot of hype, but this team's okay. They're 9-3-ish more than being like maybe a top five team that's going to crush everyone. But Jalen Milroe, I couldn't make this argument hard enough last year, and I lost because everyone fell for the shiny object. Jalen Milroe was the best player in college football last year. He had the player of the year with the throw against Auburn to get Alabama into the college football playoff mix. He had the best performance of the year in the win over Georgia, which got him in and kicked out Florida State and Georgia. He outplayed Jaden Daniels in the game against LSU, had the rough start, and now he's with an offense that likes to throw the ball a lot. Remember what Kalen DeBoer did? He took Jake Haener and Fresno State, they got that passing game going, and all of a sudden Michael Penix became awesome, and Washington destroyed everyone through the air in 2 years there. Now he's at Alabama. It's going to be airtight, and and now Milroe is going to be one of those deep ball passers that just keeps bombing and bombing and bombing away. And again, Alabama's going to be good. So good player, good team, lots and lots of stats. It's him and then Dylan Gabriel Cave and then everyone else.
To kind of bolster the point about Dylan Gabriel, you know who like caught an interception off of Dylan Gabriel?
It's probably something crazy like De'Ron Cherry or something like that, right? It's like someone who's like really
Johnson?
Like
Sauce Gardner.
Nice. Yeah, it's one of those things.
Who's starting his third year in the NFL.
That's wild.
I'm sure Dylan Gabriel could absolutely fun stand. Michael Penix Jr. I think those two are probably older than like everyone in every quarterback, but you know, Baker Mayfield, I think in the NFL, something like that. But he's been around for, he's good. And he's going to put up some big stats in this offense. He'll be Bo Nix and, he's a very, very good player.
Let's stay in the Big Ten for a second then, Pete. And I guess Oregon is probably going to be one of the top two or three teams in that league. How do you see it breaking down?
We're killing time. Ohio State. I mean, look, this whole season's Georgia and Ohio State. There's nobody else. They are so much better than everyone. I mean, the NFL draft this year did not have a lot of Buckeyes and Bulldogs. That's because they're all back. And so not only did it kind of got lost last year that Ohio State had the puck on its stick with a chance to beat Michigan. They were driving to win that game. And then the Common Core got picked off late. They win that. They are the one seed in the college football playoff. And now they get just about everyone back defensively. And they add the best player in college football in Caleb Downs to a defense that wasn't giving up 13 points a game last year as it is. This defense is not going to give up a thing. It's going to be a whole world of ugly with this Buckeye team. And look at its schedule. All these Buckeye fans who last year are like, oh, Michigan's not playing anybody. Ohio State plays nobody non-conference. They have the easiest slate. They're going to outscore. I'm not joking here. They're going to outscore their first three games like 200-5. I mean, they're just going to rip through this thing. They might lose at Oregon on the wrong day. They might drop a game here or there. They might even lose to Michigan at the end, but they're not losing twice. They are the one or two seed in the college football playoff. And as long as all these guys don't get cases of NFL-itis in late December, early January, because this thing's going to go so long, Ohio State and Georgia, those two are just going to rip through everybody.
All right, one last thing from me, Pete. For the first time in my life, in adult life, I have what amounts to a college football rooting interest.
Wow.
So now
you didn't like Steve Spurrier at Duke when you were there?
Oh, it was fun. That's just a little thing that people do if they're not sleeping. And even
with a big year. Did they win an ACC championship when you were there?
Two bowl games. Two bowl games. Okay. There was an All-American Bowl and then a something bowl. I forgot. But Tulane now has a new coach in John Sumrall, who had led Troy for a long time. And there are some who believe that the performance the last couple of years should be sustained there, if not improved upon. How good is the Green Wave?
They're renting him. Sumrall's really good. He's a really good defensive coach. Tulane's going to be strong right away. And, you know, with the transfer portal and with all the losses in the to expansion over the last year, the American Athletic Conference, you lose UCF, you lose Houston, you lose Cincinnati, and now SMU's paying to play in the ACC. So there's nothing else there except Memphis. Memphis is really good, and that's about it. But the difference between the Group of Five programs and the Power Four are now 10 miles further wide. I mean, there's just nothing. But Tulane's good enough where if they can get by Memphis, win the AAC championship, they're the 12th seed and they lose to Notre Dame in the first round in South Bend, the college football playoff. But yeah, they're going to still be very, very good.
Okay. Roll wave.
Pete, are you going to try and see an Oregon State or Washington State game this year?
They're going to be plucky and fun. I will actually, because I'm kind of a Mountain West aficionado with my own rooting interests. So they do play a lot of those late night games, which will be kind of interesting because they're caucusing with that conference since no one else wants them. But they'll still be okay. Oregon State's going to be okay, even though they got gutted and everyone left for Michigan State. Washington State's going to be all right. But they're just lost little lambs in here. But they do have bowl games carved out for them. If they somehow get to six wins, and everyone's going to kind of feel sorry for them. I don't know why they're not Big 12 teams. They kind of should be. But this year is going to be kind of a weird one for them because they don't want to be Mountain West programs, but they really are. And let's see what they can do in true rebuild seasons.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like a perfect fit.
Except you don't want to go from you know movies to TV. You know, if you've been in a Power Five conference and you don't want to go back and, you know, and then there's the money disparity where I think, you know, these Mountain West teams are only getting like $6 million a year compared to like the $100 million the Big Ten teams are getting. So it's like it's a real step back. It's a little bit better to be your own thing. And I think they're just waiting. At some point, the Big 12 might take them. But just they should. They should just get back in the Pacific Northwest and get those parts of the college football landscape. But for now, yeah, they're true independents, even though they are kind of playing all these Mountain West teams.
Pete Futek, looking forward to another fun college football season with you. Thank you.
Later, guys.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.